Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and I love this conversation because it's with Josh Raines. Woo!
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yes. You know, this is our late night version of Conversations, and so we know that a lot of people stay up late, and they got different schedules. They're probably getting ready for a 4th of July tomorrow for King and Country is tomorrow.
For King and Country tomorrow.
Wow.
Super exciting. And yes. Wabash.
Absolutely. 1324 Drive-In. There's two shows there, so I know if you're going to that, I know you're going to have a great time. We can't wait to have you be a part of that, and glad that we got to be a part of that also, promoting it.
Yes.
And I talked with Luke from For King and Country.
I heard that. That was an amazing interview, Melissa.
I love
what he had to say.
Some great things.
Great nuggets of wisdom there coming from Luke. I was pretty excited to listen to it.
They're good guys. I just love their hearts and their passion to serve.
Yes.
Serve Jesus, serve people. So that's going to be a great time. And I know that a little bit of a change tomorrow for the 4th of July, there are not going to be fireworks downtown Fort Wayne for safety reasons, not just COVID, but they said there might be some demonstrations, so they wanted to make sure everyone's safe. So that's not happening. So I heard that there are some smaller communities that are going to do that.
Yes, there's some smaller communities around Fort Wayne that are doing fireworks. And let me just say, Melissa, July 4th has never been about the fireworks, right? It's always been about celebrating the independence in our country. And so I'm still excited for July 4th. I'm still ready to go with family, just get together and hang out. It's still going to be such a great time.
And I'm going to use my own fireworks, okay? I'm doing a family thing. You know, I'm going to blow my own fireworks. Going to have our own Melissa Montana fireworks display with the family in the driveway. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be great. But I want to bring this up too, because Monday morning, are you so excited?
I am super excited. We have Josh and Friends.
Yes.
Josh and Friends in the morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And this is something that's going to be really near and dear to my heart, Melissa.
Yes.
We're bringing community leaders here. We're going to have awesome discussions, uplifting. It's going to be filled with hope and encouragement to really see what's going on in our city.
I know Mitch Cruz is going to join you for a lot of that, too. So you'll be hearing him in the mornings with Josh. And I know that he's so much fun.
Oh, yeah. He's so excited, too. Like, Mitch is very excited about this opportunity really to kind of just give encouragement to the people in the morning, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like sometimes where we need it the most, to get up, start off with some encouragement, to tackle the day, it makes the rest of our day better.
Absolutely. So we are thankful for Tim Dawson that's been with us for many, many years. And he and his wife and family are moving to Spain eventually, doing missions work and outreach. And they're going to be such a blessing there. So we're continuing to pray for them. If you'll pray for them, because all of the transition that's happening, a lot of changes.
Lots of changes. And you know, sometimes you can look at it in a negative way or in a positive way, right? You know, because changes are actually sometimes good changes. And so seeing Tim have the opportunity to go and honestly minister to people in Spain, to serve with the medical team in Spain with his wife, Dr. Dawson. Mm-hmm. And so having that opportunity, I think, is amazing for them.
And I know the kids will never forget this opportunity. They'll have a lifetime of stories to talk about living in another country. So God's blessings on them. We wish them the best and that all the details fall into place. But the main thing is, we want you to be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. We've got a lot of music for you all weekend. And then bright and early Monday morning, it's Josh and Friends. If you want to know more about that, you can check it out on our website at star883.com.